This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Lee Elsie, thank you for guest hosting in hour number one. You all know that I host a three-hour national radio show, but I also am CEO of a major business that's publicly traded, and many other things, newspaper columns, books, new book coming out on July 27th, and so much going on in my life. I love and I trust and I need and I absorb like a sponge the 2 hours I get each week when Lee Elsie hosts hour number one on Tuesdays and Thursdays for me. I get in so much work during those 2 hours. They are so valuable to me. I love them. And so I enjoy being with all of you, but there's got to be, something's got to give, as they say. Something's got to give. I need some extra time, and I get them because of Lee Elsie. Thank you, Lee. Lots of news stories to get to. I mean lots of them. What a power-packed day. First of all, Arizona election audit hearing delivers bombshell after bombshell. Arizona State Senate President Karen Fan called for an emergency hearing on the Maricopa County election audit. The hearing began at 10 o'clock this morning. One particular clip from the hearing is stunning. There are many other moments equally stunning. Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett testified about the Arizona audit of the 2020 election. He spoke about the difficulties his team is facing finding serial numbers to ensure duplicate ballots were only counted once. We found, he said, I would have to say thousands of duplicate ballots where those serial numbers are not on them. So it's created great difficulty to try and match up a duplicated ballot to its duplicate. Senate President Karen Fan said, if the corresponding numbers aren't on there, how'd you know it was duplicated once or 10 times? And the Secretary of State answered, you wouldn't. After this hearing, there's no way anyone could say that there wasn't election fraud and it wasn't rigged and it wasn't stolen. The whole thing is incredible. Here are some of the bombshells. Severe problems with how voter information was maintained. System is not patched regularly. The last time an antivirus was updated on the systems was August of 2019. This creates tremendous vulnerability to the systems. Dominion has access to the administration of the machines, but the county does not. So how could the county, Maricopa County, know if the systems are eligible to record votes? The county officials do not have the ability to verify the functionality of the systems without Dominion. They're dependent on Dominion. Dominion can do whatever they want. There were 3,900 votes received from unregistered voters. They needed to be registered by 10/15, meaning October 15th, and they weren't. Some ballots were out of calibration by 1,900%. The ballots were as far off-center as more than 2,000%. The paper stock was out of compliance, leading to bleed-through of ballots. I mean, this is just unbelievable. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. The Arizona audit found 74,000 ballots returned and counted in the 2020 election with no record they were ever sent out. Audit expert Doug Logan noted the auditors reported 74,000 ballots received and included in the 2020 election in Maricopa County that were never mailed out. Can you explain this to anyone? Pristine, untouched ballots. 74,243. No clear record of ever being sent, but they were counted in a state where Biden won by 10,000. Oh, by the way, you know what I haven't heard yet? I'll bet you all 74,000 were for Biden. What a surprise. Absentee ballot records missing. 11,000 votes not on the November election voter rolls, but showed up later on the December voter rolls. Oh, that's not too suspicious. Wow. This is... a few. is now reporting that the John Durham report is coming and people will go to prison. He expects the Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham to release a damaging report on the FBI's debunked investigation into former President Trump and Russia, and expects it will lead to prison sentences for former senior Obama officials. I don't know if it's true. I'm telling you what Devin Nunes says. I don't know. I don't trust Durham. I don't trust anyone. Other big news. I told you it was coming. I told you. They can't leave it alone. COVID has to get worse for Democrats to stay in power. You know what's funny? I think I should write a commentary. We're all Britney Spears now. All of us are Britney Spears. Did you see the case with Britney Spears? She says her father wouldn't let her eat a hamburger and fries. He had such control over her life. He manipulated her so badly. He controlled her so badly, he wouldn't let her have a hamburger and fries. He wouldn't let her buy hair vitamins. She was under total control of his life because a judge put him in that place as the executor of her estate of $60 million. And the average liberal in Hollywood says, oh, poor Britney. Folks, this is what Biden is doing to us. It came out today that they're coordinating with Facebook to stop misinformation about the COVID vaccine. Do you realize what they're calling misinformation? Is Wayne Root telling everyone that the VAERS reporting system of the CDC shows thousands dead in America, tens of thousands dead in Europe, hundreds of thousands injured in America, millions injured in Europe? Pregnant women with a high degree of abortion, spontaneous abortion upon getting the shot? That's what they call misinformation. Facts. Science. Folks, we are becoming a communist dictatorship. We are like Britney Spears. They want to control our every movement. They want to control our every word. They want to end free speech. They want to end the First Amendment. They want to end guns, the Second Amendment. They want to break the entire Constitution. And part of it is lockdowns, vaccines, vaccine passports, and masks. Los Angeles County announced literally just a couple of hours ago, they're reimposing an indoor mask requirement. Can you imagine? I thought we'd never go back, except I kept saying, oh, no one's ever going to go back again. Who's ever going to wear those filthy, disgusting masks? Except, I kept saying, liberals just can't get over the fact that we now have freedom and we could show our faces again. So they want the masks back. They want to control our lives. And sure enough, they're back. And soon the lockdowns will be back. Do you want to bet? There will be lockdowns across America this fall. Maybe not this summer. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe August. Maybe as soon as a couple weeks from now. You're going to see lockdowns in certain cities. They're lying to you. They're going to tell you there's so much of this COVID variant, this Delta variant, which may in fact be true, because all my life I've heard moments where people said, wow, the flu's going around and a lot of people have the flu. What they're not telling you is it's a very weak variant. It's a very weak derivative of the original COVID, and it's come down a couple generations, and it's so weak, hospitalizations are extremely low, and deaths are very, very low. As a matter of fact, in the last week, as I reported yesterday, according to the VAERS reporting system of the CDC, more people died of the COVID vaccine than died of COVID. That's a fact. 2,000 people were added to the death list on VAERS who got the vaccine and died immediately. 2,000 in a week, and only 1,500 died of COVID in the last week. And more important than that, what media is reporting that, number one? And what media would allow you to mention that, number two? And number three, what media is reporting of the 1,500 who died of COVID? How many of them were 80 and 90 and 100? You can't stop a society. Muffle us, mask us, stick a diaper on our face, a filthy diaper on our face for the rest of our lives, and lock us down and close our business and declare business non-essential because 80 and 90 and 100-year-olds are dying. 80 and 90 and 100-year-olds always die. I'm not being flippant. I'm not being negative about 80 and 90-year-olds. I had a 92-year-old grandma die. I had a 94-year-old grandfather who died. I love those people. I would do anything to protect them. But I wouldn't stop working. I wouldn't stop working because your grandfather's on deathbed. How does it help you or me if I stop working and lose all my money and can't pay my mortgage because your grandfather's dying? In a nursing home. Everyone dies when you're 80 or older. As Tucker Carlson proved.
In Ohio, the average age of death is 73. The average age of death of COVID is 80. These are people that are already on the verge of going to die soon. They've lived a long, happy life. You don't need to stop society for the rest of us. This is insanity. These are the same arguments I was making a year and a half ago, and nothing has changed. You're so dumb. Every study proves lockdowns don't work. Lots of studies prove masks don't work. And an awful lot of data is showing the vaccines don't work. As a matter of fact, that's the funniest part of all this. Everybody's getting the vaccine, but now COVID's exploding again. We need a mask. So what was the point of the vaccine, number one? Number two, stop telling me the vaccine works. If the vaccine worked, you wouldn't have to put mask requirements in again. And if the vaccine worked, you wouldn't have to be afraid of me coughing on you. If the vaccine really worked, it wouldn't matter. But the vaccine doesn't work. I know lots of people who got COVID after getting the vaccine. They never had it before. And I'm hearing so many stories from my fans of people who got the vaccine and died of COVID. Not died of the vaccine. That's in the thousands. And crippled from the vaccine. That's in the hundreds of thousands. Died of COVID after getting the vaccine. But suddenly, we all need masks again. And you know what's funny? It's not the white people. It's not the white Republicans. It's not the Trump voters. L.A. County admits it's young black residents who dominate the unvaccinated. Well, you know what Wayne Root says? Good for you, young black residents. You're making a very smart decision, not trusting a word that government ever says. Government lies about everything. And government has always been mean and nasty and evil and deadly to black people. Throughout history, governments have treated black people like crap and enslaved them and murdered them and lynched them. Same thing with Jews. And there's the two groups that vote Democrat and trust government. Come on, guys. Government isn't nice to you. They lie about everything. Don't believe a word they say. If they say round, go square, baby.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is, I usually say my new book, Trump Rules, but it's my new books, because Trump Rules is relatively new. It came out last November, and it was a number one bestseller in about a dozen categories at Amazon. And it is about all the rules of Donald Trump that have made him successful and made me successful as a small businessman, and how I've used them throughout my life, and how he's used them throughout his life, and how you can use them throughout your life. And it was a big hit, and you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target. But my new book is coming out on July 27th, and it is called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And it hands the keys to the kingdom to you, to each one of us. The keys to the kingdom are yours, because all my life I've complained about all these big corporations that are turning woke and liberal and progressive and communist and socialist. But I've never done anything about it because I don't have time to call them, because I don't know their phone number. I don't know their email address. I don't know the name of their CEO. I don't know how to reach them. I, Wayne Root, have never called them. Now I'm going to make it so easy for all of you, because my staff, my crack staff, a team of several people spent weeks getting all the addresses, physical and email, as well as phone numbers and the names of the top executive at all the top corporations in America and how you contact them. And I put it all in a book, and it's easy for you to now just open the book and thumb through it and see all the companies that you can call at a moment's notice and let them know how angry you are that they are so woke and so liberal, so progressive and so communist and so offensive to all of us. So that's the deal. So my new book coming out July 27th, within a couple of days of that, you can go to Amazon and start ordering it. And the name is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn Root. And it's going to be the best thing you've ever had in your hot little hands. Finally, there's a solution. Most people write books
And they're very good at complaining about things, including me. But there's no solutions. Trump rules with solutions. It shows you how you can make money, the Donald Trump way and the Wayne Root way. This one is solutions. Stop complaining and do something. Call these corporations and let them know that your ass is grass. You go woke, you're going to go broke. We're coming after you. That's the way to do it. Some interesting news about vaccines. U.S. health official says COVID-19 boosters could risk even more serious side effects. United States is reviewing the need for a third COVID-19 booster shot among residents who have already been vaccinated, but needs to see more data to know if additional shots could raise people's risk of serious side effects. A U.S. health official said today the second dose for the two-shot COVID-19 vaccine regimens was associated with higher rates of side effects, suggesting a third dose could potentially come with even greater risks. You got to be careful, and you got to take your time, and you got to know the risk, and you got to know the facts, and I would just take my time and wait and see what's happening with the people who are getting the vaccine. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, accuses the heads of the top three federal health agencies of stonewalling Congress because they won't explain why their vaccine safety and surveillance promises don't match their actions. In a July 13th letter made public late on July 14th, Johnson, the ranking Republican on the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, said a portion of a meeting he watched detailed multiple surveillance systems that would monitor the safety and the efficacy of any vaccines. In general, vaccine surveillance plan described on October 22nd appeared comprehensive and would have instilled a great deal of confidence for vaccine safety. Unfortunately, your agency's lack of response to congressional oversight letters, combined with my discussions with agency officials and individuals who believe they've experienced vaccine injuries, that's the VAERS system, death and injuries, leads me to believe the pre-authorization safety surveillance hype, does not match the agency's actual performance. Of particular concern to Johnson were the alarming safety signals emanating from the VAERS system that he brought up with Director Collins in a meeting with other Senate Republicans on April 27th. This is the government's primary database for safety and performance of all vaccines. Johnson said he found what he described as Collins' dismissive reaction to my concerns as more troubling. By that date, which is April 27th, the number of deaths following COVID vaccine had already reached 3,411. This is a U.S. senator talking. With 39.5% of these deaths occurring in day 0, 1, or 2 following vaccination. He noted that prior to the CCP virus vaccines, VAERS averages 50,000 adverse event reports annually. And now, look at the numbers. 9 months and, this is Johnson talking, 9 months and 438,000 reported adverse effects later. Healthcare officials are publicly downplaying the validity of these systems. Everything I've ever said is coming out of the mouth of a U.S. senator.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New jobless claims are down, hitting their lowest level since early March of 2020, as the pandemic was shutting down the economy. The Labor Department reporting 360,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That number is still higher than most analysts were expecting. The number, however, is a drop from the previous week's revised total of 386,000. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donald suggests that Black Lives Matter is on the wrong side regarding what is happening in Cuba after the organization put out a statement blaming the U.S. embargo for the country's unrest and praising the Cuban government.
And I find it ironic that BLM loved people protesting in the streets last year, but they don't want to put blame where blame resides, and that's with the communist dictatorship in Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you, and I'm in the best shape of my life, working out hard every day. I don't know, less than a week now. Next Tuesday, July 20th, I turn 60. And working out when you're that age causes serious aches and pains. Not for me. Not anymore. I use Sons of Liberty CBD. You can find them at sonsoflibertycbd.com. All because my buddy Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion and former Redskin and Raiders quarterback, gave me the advice to head over to sonsoflibertycbd.com. He said there's a lot of challenges staying in great shape for anyone over age 50, but not if you use sonsoflibertycbd.com products. And he was right. I feel like a million bucks. Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD ever, at least that I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. Matter of fact, I've never smoked pot in my life, by the way. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. For my listeners only, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. So you get 15% off every product, and then if you combine that discount with their subscription discount, you actually get a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and use the code WAR15 to get up to 25% off at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Okay, Niger Innes is with us, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE. Niger, how are you?
I'm doing great, my brother. How you doing? Great
nice
day.
Connection.
Another day
nice
in paradise.
Connection. Nice connection, I hear you clearly. I like it. So let's talk about voter integrity laws versus suppression versus voter fraud. Listen, whoever screams the loudest, you know they're guilty. And Democrats scream so loud about voter integrity and claiming it's voter suppression when you and I both know everybody who's black, everybody who's Hispanic, everyone who's an illegal alien, everyone who's gay, everyone has access to voter ID, as in government photo ID. Everyone's got it. They've all got a driver's license or some sort of government card, or they can't get any government service. They can't get welfare. They can't get food stamps. They can't get Medicaid. They can't get Obamacare, and they can't walk into a government building without ID. They've all got ID. So how is it voter suppression to ask for ID to vote?
It simply is not, Wayne. The fact of the matter is, not only the instances that you just gave, but to buy a pack of cigarettes with a debit card, or how about six packs of beer? You know, it is absurd what the Democrats are doing. And quite frankly, as an African American, a black American that has roots in our country and roots going back to Reconstruction and post-Reconstruction, also known as Jim Crow segregation, there was real vote suppression. Vote suppression wasn't asking for an ID. Vote suppression was a noose. Vote suppression were poll taxes. Vote suppression was asking how many beans are in a jelly bean jar that was full of a couple of thousand beans. You have to guess it accurately or else you could not vote. Vote suppression was a shotgun and intimidation by the Klan, the militant wing of the Democrat Party that wanted to intimidate black Republicans from exercising their right to vote. So when Democrats talk about reducing early hours from, you know, 60 to 40, asking for an ID to promote voter integrity, it's not only wrong on the facts, it's an actual insult to my ancestors.
Well, and it's an insult to anyone from Mexico as well, because it's interesting, Niger Innes, to think that Mexico requires not only government-issued photo ID to vote, but a thumbprint. So they're even more strict than anything anyone's asking for in the United States. So to see Democrats freaking out over asking for photo ID when in Mexico you have to provide photo and thumbprint, meaning fingerprint. And if Mexicans can do it in Mexico without being called racist against themselves, why is it racist in America to ask for the exact same thing?
The fact of the matter is that most of the developed and developing world demand voter integrity initiatives, such as voter identification. The United Nations, when it monitors these elections all around the world, they never talk about it being voter suppression when countries like Mexico, like the EU, ask for voter identification. What the Democrats are looking to do is to do what they have been doing since the days of Tammany Hall in the early part of the 19th century and even before then, which is to load the voter rolls and voting patterns with people that are not qualified to vote for whatever reason. You remember the movie Gangs of New York, and you had mostly Irish immigrants getting off of the boat, and they were marching in two different lines. Line one was enlisting in the Union Army in the Civil War. Line two was registering as Democrats in the Democrat Party. And, you know, and many of them were not even citizens yet. And nevertheless, they were being registered by Tammany Hall hucksters and criminals to commit voter fraud. And it was done at mass in New York, in places like New York, in places like Boston, in places like Philadelphia. And why would we think that this voter corruption, this voter fraud, this voter registration fraud, which is really the crisis that we have, when you can go into a Department of Motor Vehicles, not even be a citizen, and get a legitimate driver's license, that's where the voter integrity really should be questioned.
Isn't that funny? Great minds think alike. That's what I say every day. That, you know, we're talking about all these different areas of voter fraud, and there's lots of them. Democrats are cheating in 20 different ways. But the easiest one is right in front of your face. Every illegal gets a driver's license in Nevada automatically. And automatically, when getting a driver's license, they don't even have to ask. They can't stop the process. They automatically get registered to vote, and they're illegal aliens. That's it right there, Niger. That's where voter fraud is happening, out in the open in probably 30 states in the United States where illegals get driver's licenses. They're all voting. Why wouldn't they? It's not even fraud once they go vote. It's registration fraud. But once you're registered, it's not voter fraud, so they feel totally safe to go and vote.
That is exactly, precisely right, Wayne. And, you know, you and I are the biggest Trump supporters in the state, maybe in the country. But if there was one thing lacking in his first administration is that the Voter Integrity Initiative and commission that he established in 2017, led by Chris Kobach, who we know, former Secretary of State of Kansas, and a real sharp guy on promoting voter integrity, and former Secretary of State of Ohio, Ken Blackwell, an African-American, has to be a very, very dear friend of mine. In fact, Wayne, I've adopted him as my godfather, if you will. He's a great man, and he did one hell of a job as Secretary of State of Ohio. And these two individuals and a stellar cast of individuals were on this commission, and unfortunately the president allowed that commission to die because it was sued, death by a thousand cuts, it was sued by the ACLU and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. They sued them to oblivion, and instead of using government resources to keep that commission alive and to keep that agenda going where you could examine questions like fraudulent registration that exists in several states all across our country, unfortunately, that commission was allowed to die. And quite frankly, Wayne, I think the election was lost then.
Yeah, and it wasn't just that they were suing them. It was that they couldn't get any information out of the only states that mattered. In other words, I don't need voter fraud information from a Republican state because there's no voter fraud going on. I need I need voter fraud information from these Democrat states and these battleground states, and none of those states that had either a Democrat governor or a Democrat secretary of state or a Democrat legislature, I believe none of them would allow the information to be handed to the federal government so that his commission couldn't get anything. And then Democrats go, well, there's clearly no voter fraud. They won't give you any information. Not only are they suing you, but they won't hand over one single item. So, of course, there's no voter fraud. There's no evidence because they're holding the evidence. This is incredible.
It is. And, you know, of course, hindsight is 20/20, and easy for me to say and discuss with you, you know, years later looking backwards. But I think the president could have used the bully pulpit, which he knows how to use and use brilliantly, to expose these Democrat officials that were stopping voter integrity from being examined and from the voter rolls from being examined. I think that was really the, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she may be a communist, but she's not a fool. And she said to one of the new members of the squad, just got elected in 2020, a black guy from the Bronx, New York, from our native state of New York
yes,
State.
Yes, Bronx Mule, Mount Vernon.
Yep. He got elected, and he's a new member of the squad, one of the new radicals. And she said to him, no, contrary to what people might tell you, which is you go slow, you slow your roll, you learn the corners of Congress. She said, no, once you have power, you use it, you exercise it, and you exercise it and push it to the limit as much as you possibly can. And I think if we had done that in early 2017, we would not have had the disaster post-election night 2020.
I couldn't agree more, although I think Trump would say that Paul Ryan was standing in his way and Mitch McConnell standing in his way. I would argue that you rule by executive action the same way Obama did and the same way Biden did in his first day. It was executive action after executive action after executive action. Niger, can you hang through the break and come out the other side? And we'll talk a little bit more. Sure. Let's talk more in the next segment with Niger Ennis, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. I'm Wade Allyn Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Warrior will be right back.
An amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007 or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coast to coast. We've got our, with us, Niger Innes, who is a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, and a good old man from Mount Vernon, New York, because I'm from Mount Vernon, New York. The two of us are from the same town. Out of all the towns and cities in the United States to be from, we're from the same place, I call it a dead-end town on the Bronx borderline, Mount Vernon, New York, and I'm proud to be from it. Niger, how are you?
I'm doing outstanding, my brother from another mother.
Welcome back. Hey, before I get to the Texas situation, which we said we were going to talk about, I want to ask a couple of things about Cuba. As you see America going socialist, Marxist, and communist, clearly, and the squad and Biden and everybody behind him, I know he's a puppet, so, you know, whether it's Soros or whether it's Obama or whether it's Valerie Jarrett or whether it's the Chinese Communist Party, clearly communists are in control right now of the White House and in control of America, and they're trying to destroy this country, turn us into a communist country. And yet you see the people in the streets of Cuba saying communism's horrible, we want out of this. Isn't this terribly embarrassing to the Biden White House?
And you notice the deafening silence coming from people like Obama, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, people like Rashida Tlaib, you know, people like Black Lives Matter. Actually, no, to Black Lives Matter's credit,
yeah, they were loud today.
True to their Marxist founding.
Yes, yes.
They came out with a press release saying that the U.S. must release its oppressive embargo on the people of Cuba. Well, the fact of the matter is it was because of President Trump's ratcheting up the pressure, which was a total reversal from the Obama administration playing footsie with the Castro regime and the vicious totalitarian communists. President Trump ratcheted up the economic pressure. And the government of Cuba has had to curb itself, and the people of Cuba are rebelling against it, and it is a magnificent rebellion. I hope President Biden goes against the left-wing tendencies within his own administration and supports the people of Cuba as they are striving for economic and human rights.
The Black Lives Matter thing is fascinating to me because the people in the streets of Cuba are mostly dark-skinned black Cubans. And they're against them. They're taking the side of government that's oppressing black Cubans. It's amazing because to them it's just an issue. It's not black or white. It never has been. It's communist Marxist versus capitalist and democracy and our republic. And so they're always on the side of communism. That's what the founders of BLM are, a bunch of Marxists.
Wayne, you are not lying. You don't have to believe Wayne Allyn Root. You don't have to believe Nigel Innes. If they had not scrubbed it from their own website, the three founders are self-described lesbian neo-Marxists that have among their planks an agenda for Black Lives Matter, destroying the nuclear family, or as they call it, the Western prescribed nuclear family. These folks do not hide who they are. It is a disgrace that corporate America is giving them millions, tens of millions.
Hundreds of millions.
It reminds me, Wayne, you'll remember this. I believe it was Lenin that said, "We will sell the capitalists the rope."
Hey, let me ask a dumb question. I've never been afraid to ask dumb questions because that's how you get educated. What's interesting being a communist and being a neo-communist or a neo-Marxist? Does that mean kind of updated? Is that what neo means? Like, I honestly don't know. I'm honestly asking. Does that mean an updated communist?
Neo, of course, I think is Latin for new, and that's all
there
it is. It's the same bloody package.
Yes, it is. And you know, the one thing they all, you know, whitewash completely is the fact that in the 20th century, communism directly murdered 90-plus million human beings. Now, forget about all the ones who starved to death, which is probably hundreds of millions in communist societies, but they murdered, as in shot in the head, almost 100 million human beings. So that's what you get with communism every time. And in America, all the liberals hate it when I call them communists, and they're proud of being socialists. But there's really no difference, Niger. Socialism is the economic system of capitalism. Look at Cuba. Communist country, but socialist economy. The old Soviet Union, communist country, but socialist economy. So socialism and communism are like, you know, frickin' frack. One hand touches the other.
That's right. They are kissing cousins, and you're absolutely right. Be it the old Soviet Union, be it North Korea today, be it Mao's China, the tens of millions of souls that were lost to communism and totalitarianism is an absolute disgrace and is an outrage, and we do not give it the attention that it deserves. Many of us, because our universities and halls of academia are dominated by committed socialists, and I fear far, far worse.
Yeah, and they are far, far worse, because now you see the face, the suppression. You see the banning on Facebook and Twitter. Like me, I'm banned for life. You see the shadow banning. You see the censorship. You see the book burning. They want us to lose our jobs. They're no different at all than communists. That's what they are. Niger, we got to run. Civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. Always great to have you on the show. Niger Innes, thank you, my man.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.